The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Every morning is a new opportunity to take in the news of the day and the challenges of life and try to make sense of it all. Right now, we've got a show that tackles the topics and asks what you think. So get ready to start your day with a bold look at history as it happens. Let's learn, live, and sometimes laugh together. It's the Mark Davis Show on 660 AM, The Answer.
The final hour of the final show of 2020, Mark Davis Program, Scott Braddock filling in for you as we say goodbye to the year that was on so many levels just a disaster. Slow-rolling disaster, one of the most controversial news cycles probably in the history of the world. And never, ever stopped for a minute. Never, ever stopped for a minute. It was brutal. And so on a day when we're saying goodbye to it, there's nothing wrong with having a little fun. Because if we all sound exhausted, we are. Some of the folks who have called in, they were all interesting, but they sounded exhausted, like we do, because it's the end of 2020. The dark days of this year may be replaced with some dark days of next year. Come, you know, tomorrow, in the few hours between then and now, or now and then, it's okay to have a little fun. And I've got Shane right now working on a song about, and you have Christmas music at the ready, right? So we'll have that.
Yeah, we're good.
We'll have that. Yeah. And he's also working on a song about John Cornyn and his brisket.
Plus, I'm working in here. No big about that. You
know? And he's also working. So while I'm having fun, I'm adding to his workload. See how that goes?
Indeed.
On the last day of 2020. Here's some more things for you to do. Yeah. But Rhonda said, you know what? Let's have some fun. She called me yesterday and said, you know, not everything has to be so serious all the time. I think that one thing that you appreciate about me, and Rhonda and I have been friends for longer than her tenure here at the radio station.
Yes, brought together through politics.
Brought together through politics. Years ago, she was working on a campaign. I'm covering the campaign as I do all over the state, you know, traveling to, I put so many, and one of the things that was very different about this year is I couldn't do that as much. During the primaries, I could still sort of do that. By the time we got to the primary runoffs in July, a lot of things were sort of quote unquote locked down. Campaigns were not doing the same kind of events, although as we covered here on the show and at quorumreport.com, Republicans were still doing some in-person things, block walking and that sort of stuff, while Democrats were not doing that, being way oversensitive about, you know, the idea that people would be offended if anybody would show up at their house during a pandemic. But I wasn't able to travel around the state, or had less reason to travel around the state and put thousands of miles on my pickup truck, because there were a lot of people who just wouldn't meet in person. And some of those are Republicans, by the way.
You know, well, and we just barely got through primaries. I mean, imagine right. The impact that would have had, you know, if it would have just been a few weeks earlier.
Right. So, yes, right. After primary, I remember primary night, I was in Houston, and that seemed pretty normal. I was going around to the different victory parties for people in the Houston area. And then not long after that, boom, everything shut down. So Rhonda and I became friends through politics, but I think you appreciate that I don't have to be serious all the time.
Yes. Well, oh no, let me just go ahead and say the real thing that I appreciate you, as you mentioned, that you are a political reporter for the Quorum Report, and you know, I'm a political junkie. I love
you
Texas
are.
Politics. Mm-hmm. Love Texas politics. And one of the things that I'm looking for out of my political reporters is the information. Like, I'm looking for facts, I'm looking for data, I'm looking for content. and information. And I don't need your opinion. If I want an opinion, then I'm going to go to a Mark Davis show or something. You know, like, I don't need to know where you stand.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think Gromer does a good job of that.
Gromer Jeffers, you know, with Good Morning News. Yeah.
He pretty, you know, I think Bud Kennedy does a great job of it. Mm-hmm. I remember when Jason Whiteley first took over ITP, like, I love, that was my favorite show at the time. For he took over for Brad Watson.
Yeah.
And I didn't know Jason at the time, but I would like tweet him and I like, look, this is the best political talk, you know, or not talk show, but
you were giving him
I was giving him hell on and I was like, nobody wants your opinion.
This was he sharing his opinions on that show?
When he first started, but he got a lot better. Now he's there. But my point is we go to y'all for information. I mean, you and I talk offline because we're friends after all this time of working together, but you know, the Quorum Report is about giving information, and that's what we're looking for, political reporters.
Yeah.
But also through the years, I've learned how much you love the state of Texas.
I do.
And I love that. And even though I was, you know, in Texas, if you're not born in Texas, then you're not ever truly Texan, even though I've been here for like 36 years.
Yeah.
So, but my family was all born in Texas. So, so let's do some trivia. Let me
Texas trivia?
Yes. Yes.
All right. Do we want to have Shane in on this as well? He's a Texas guy.
I'm here. Yes. I'm working. Yeah. Come on. Let's go.
I mean,
I'm a native.
Can we give him one more thing to do? How about answering some questions?
maximizing his
I'm gonna call it sort of like Texas Jeopardy.
Oh, I love that. Ooh,
and
I love
that.
Look at you! You brought your own production music.
And you thought
passing in 2020.
Wow.
I told y'all everybody died in 2020.
Yeah. Well, and Shane thought I was making him do everything. I'm here. I'm sort of producing. I'm running this board. By the way, the new soundboard in here, when was this installed?
A couple months ago.
What an upgrade. Fantastic.
Oh, that's what was happening that one time you said.
What a
it,
joy. Like, well, one time, yes, one time I filled in for Mark and we were building the studio on the fly in a different room while I was on the air. And I kept my cool the whole time. Shane remembers. Okay, so questions. Right. And these are all Texas-centric trivia.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Okay, so we're going to start off with some easy ones here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, gentlemen. Dr. Pepper comes from Texas. In what city was it invented?
In what city was Dr. Pepper invented?
Okay, multiple choice.
Oh, you're going to give us choices?
Hey, all right.
I don't think I need multiple guess on this one.
Okay.
Remember when you were filling out the test when you were a kid, they would call it multiple guess, not multiple choice. What? Okay,
now
I'm ready.
I don't know what kind of student you are.
Well, yes, that's right. I was a terrible student.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
You're
not
going to
give
choice? Oh, okay. I was going to, but...
Are you going to take a guess at it? We'll take a guess, yeah?
Yeah, okay. I mean, I already know.
All right,
do you really?
I've got it.
Go.
Waco, Texas.
Look at you.
Shane Bell, you concur?
I was going to go with the
can
Brenham,
he call
Texas,
a friend?
But that's the ice cream. Man.
Can he call a friend? Oh, that's a different game show.
All right.
Yeah,
I thought Dublin, and yes.
Dublin, yeah.
Scott, you are correct, but I thought Dublin.
Well, that's where they had the plant forever in Dublin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, with the cane sugar.
All right, so what popular nickname is Texas known by? And you do have to use my multiple choices here.
Okay,
Because.
What popular name is the state
by? What's our popular nickname here in Texas?
Lone Star State.
That's
my multiple choices, please.
Oh, sorry.
Wait for that.
The Frontier State.
Kill me.
The Boot Kicking State. The Natural State. Or the Lone Star State.
I like that you put Boot Kicking State in there.
All right.
Shane, you go first. What did you have?
I already did the Lone Star State.
He blurted it out before you.
Yeah, I jumped the gun. Sorry, Pat.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Third question. Here we go.
Ready?
We're doing okay so far.
So far, y'all are doing awesome.
Yeah.
Texas hasn't always been a part of America.
Mm-hmm.
How many countries have claimed Texas as their own?
Oh, this is a good one. Are you going to give us choices?
Multiple right. choice.
Multiple guess.
2, 4, 6, or wait, I thought Texas was a country.
So when you ask that, you're counting the state being a country as part of it.
How many countries have claimed Texas as their
own? Shane thinks
I
he
hit
has.
The buzzer first.
Yep, go ahead.
6.
You concur?
Scott?
When you're saying that, you're saying other countries have claimed Texas?
Yes.
Other than Texas?
How many countries have claimed Texas as their own?
Yeah, six. Right?
Yes.
Can you name them?
Oh.
Six Flags over Texas. Do you know the Six Flags over Texas off the top of your head? Shane, do you know them? This is a good one.
You're from Arlington.
Let's go. America, Spain.
Yep.
Man, I used to know these dadgummit.
Mm-hmm.
Portugal, Norway, Iceland, and Greece.
Oh, my gosh.
I just shot from the hip. Sorry.
Well, the Netherlands.
I'm all coffee.
But somehow we got... Okay, do you have them, Rhonda?
No.
Okay, I think I can do them. It's the Republic of Texas. It's the United States. It's the Confederate States. It's Spain, France, and what am I leaving out? Oh, and the state flag, Texas.
Okay.
Those are the six flags.
All right. All
right. Boom.
Hey, that's good, Scott.
Boom. All right. Okay. You have another one?
Yes. Okay. Oh, I'm ready. We're on a roll.
Wow.
Do you know the name of the largest ranch in Texas?
The largest ranch?
Yes, the largest ranch.
Ding, ding, ding. I'll take it.
Are there multiple choices on this one?
I can.
I don't think Shane needs
it. The Gold Bar Ranch.
Okay.
The Wyo Ranch. The King Ranch. Or the Chicken Ranch.
We mentioned Dolly Parton earlier.
Yeah.
We mentioned Dolly earlier as a national treasure. It's not the Chicken Ranch.
All right, ding, ding, ding. I'll take the buzzer on this one.
Shane's
got it. There's only one truck that Ford does a conversion on it, and that is the King Ranch.
King Ranch. Boom. Final answer.
Final answer.
All right. Y'all are right. I actually guessed Wyo Ranch.
Oh, really?
And that wasn't one of the multiple choices, so I made it one. Okay, what is the official state bird of Texas? The cuckoo bird, the eagle, the mockingbird, or the whooping crane? Whooping crane.
I've got it in my head.
Got it, too. You want to go first?
You got it? I can do it.
Do
it's
it.
The...
3, 2, 1. Y'all go at the same time.
Mockingbird.
Yeah.
All right. Texas has its own power
group. We've got it. You have to give us credit.
Yeah.
You say, yes.
Yes.
That's right.
Scott 4, Shane 3. We're killing it.
Did I win? Did I get one more than you?
We should have been keeping score.
There's a prize.
It's not about score. It's There's like when you think about, remember, they used to keep score in Little League. And, and now it's just the dads are in the stands keeping score.
Yeah, and all those, everybody gets a trophy. Chickens are coming home to roost. Huh?
Yes.
This is a conservative talk show. We do not do the blue ribbon over here.
You don't do the blue ribbon. I'm just telling you, if they think that there aren't people keeping score, the dads in the stands are keeping score. Believe me.
Says the volleyball mom.
And the volleyball mom.
Texas has its own power grid. Do you know what it's called? Now, this multiple choice.
Oh.
A, Willie's personal stash. B, ERCOT. C, Department of Energy.
Mm-hmm.
Or 4, Austin Powers.
Austin Powers. What did you say, Willie's personal stash? For our electric grid?
Yeah. It could be ran off of it.
I know the answer.
Okay.
You ready?
Go ahead.
Well, I know you better know the
answer. Do you know the answer, Shane?
No, I'm kind of grasping. Go ahead.
The Electric Reliability Council of Texas, ERCOT.
Yes, you should be covering that right now.
Bam.
For the quorum report.
You should. Bam.
I should be doing that.
Good job.
Yeah. And in fact, so we have our own, it's really interesting. We have our own electric grid. There's no other state that has that.
Negative. There's an east, west,
and
Texas.
Right. There are three electric grids, east, west, and Texas, baby. You
better believe it.
Okay.
Energy capital of Earth.
Man.
Yes, sir.
God bless Texas. What makes Bracken Cave in Comal County, Texas, a noteworthy location? A.
I know.
A, the largest cave in the world. B, it's full of bats. C, it leads to an underground sea. Or D, that is where John Cornyn's family disposed of his Christmas brisket.
Oh, topical and relevant. Listen to her. She whittled that one at the break, didn't she?
Did you ad-lib that right at the end?
Totally.
Okay, I'm going to take this one.
You got it? All right, Shane.
The largest migration of bats in the world. Absolutely. They fly out of that cave and it's unbeatable.
What cave is it? The Bracken Cave?
Mm-hmm.
The Bracken Cave.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Okay, well, that is right.
Okay.
I thought the whole bats thing was an Austin thing.
You know, that's our bridge, under the Congress Bridge, yeah. Congress Avenue Bridge, that people come out and watch those bats. It is neat.
So many bat crazy people.
The bat craziness with the bats.
Okay. Well, we got to go to break.
Okay.
This was so fun. You guys were amazing.
But a listener can call if they think they can stump all three of us.
I don't know that anybody could stump us about Texas trivia.
Man.
You think? You want to throw the gauntlet down?
The phone lines are open.
The phone lines are open. 866-650-5759. 866-660-5759. It's the final hour, the final show of 2020. 660 AM, The Answer, Scott Braddock in for Mark Davis. AM, The Answer, Mark Davis Show. The last one of 2020. I'm Scott Braddock in this morning. We're just having some fun in this last hour because why not? It has been such a serious year. Everything is so serious. It has beaten everybody down. We're all exhausted. It's okay. Tonight is a night to celebrate the fact that this one has passed us. We're going on to the next year, which of course we will have challenges. We'll talk about all of it. It will be covered here on the Mark Davis Show. I'll be calling in, I'm sure, during the Texas legislative session. Rhonda's got my number. I don't think she's going to lose it. Unless in the next 30 minutes I say something that just gets me disinvited from the station forever. That would be cancel culture. You shouldn't do that, all right? We will check the news with Nikki Whaley, and then we've got some special tunage for you, some special music coming up here on the Mark Davis Show, 9:30 right now, 6:60 a.m., The Answer. AM, The Answer, Scott Braddock in for Mark Davis. We've got just about 20 minutes left when you subtract commercials and everything, even less than that, in this last show of 2020. And we're just trying to enjoy ourselves a little bit because it has been such an exhausting year. It's all right. You have that song ready, Shane? Oh, it's cooking right now. It's cooking up right now, just like that John Corn and brisket was cooking up in that oven before they slathered it in ketchup, and then he put that picture out online. And I really do believe he's just messing with people. I think people don't really get, and I've covered John Corn for, I guess, almost about 20 years now. I think people don't get how savvy a guy he really is. There was a whole story in the Texas Observer, which is the more liberal publication, one of the very liberal publications in Austin, and they asked the question, why does John Cornyn even tweet? And they did an analysis of his tweets, and almost all the time when he tweets something out, he gets what they call ratioed, which means people don't really retweet him or like what he tweeted, they just respond with hatred. They just say, wow, you suck, and here are the reasons. You are the worst, and here are all the reasons. And the brisket was no different. The brisket looked terrible, and he was roasted online. That was one of the headlines about his brisket. He was roasted by the internet for his terrible looking brisket. I mentioned Governor Perry at that New Hampshire event several years ago when he was running for president, and I miss covering Governor Perry. He was the governor for 14 years. It's like when FDR was the president. You know, he was the president forever, and Perry was sort of governor forever around here. And when he was running for president, he did this event in New Hampshire, and I wanted you to hear this because I mentioned it. I always follow through. I don't just mention it and then not you know, come back to the payoff for you. And you just have to hear it. There was all this speculation afterwards. Was he on painkillers? Was he drunk or what? If you look it up on YouTube, it says one of the headlines or one of the titles for the video is Rick Perry drunk at New Hampshire speech. I don't know that he was drunk, but he was animated, is one way to say it. Listen to hear the highlights from this speech back in 2011.
This is such a cool state. I mean, come on, live free or die. I mean, you know, you gotta love that, right? I come from a state, you know, where they had this little place called the Alamo, and they declared victory or death. You know, we're kind of into those slogans, man. It's like, live free or die, victory or death. Bring it. Gold is good. If you've got any in the backyard, because, you know, if they print any more money over there in Washington, the gold's going to be good. This week I announced a tax plan. We were up in, or down in, I should say, South Carolina, and we laid out a tax plan. You can stay in the old system that's out there. And Senator, you know, the ones that want to stay in the old system, pay the lawyers, pay the accountants, all that money that's gone, are that 20% flat tax, put it on there, take your deductions off, send it in. The good
in that part, he had pulled out just a little, you know, like postcard out of his pocket and said, you should be able to fill out your taxes. Just remember this. They were going to say you should just be able to fill out a little card, send it in. That's all your taxes. And he wasn't impressed with the 999 plan from Herman Cain either. That was part of the whole wrap here.
The good news is that little plan that I just shared with you doesn't force the Granite State to expand your tax footprint, if you know what I mean. Like 9% expansion. I love Herman. Is he the best? I mean, I have fun with him. He is a great and interesting guy. And thank you, Herman, for helping pay for the event tonight. I grew up on a farm. I grew up on a farm. I tell people, so far out in the country that everybody had their own tomcat. Some of you are not going to get that, but
I do get that.
That is a long way away from any neighbors. I mean, I know Hilaire and Wazorik. Always have fun with your name, brother. We must make President Obama a one-term president. We must. Nothing I look forward to the day when I can salute to the South, to Mr. Chavez, and say, no, thank you. We do not need any of your oil. We are doing it ourselves in America with domestic energy. The coolest thing happens. I roll in here, and I get to meet a real-life angel in the form of Christopher Duffley. And then I get to meet a real-life hero in Catherine Adair. I mean, like, my life. Today has been awesome, girl. This has really been a great day.
Today has been awesome, girl. Oh, man. I miss Rick Perry and the back and forth with the Rick Perry administration. Covering Governor Perry was always a lot of fun. He was so happy to have the back and forth with reporters at press conferences. I would ask him questions. He would, you know, always be really fast on his feet, Rhonda.
I love Rick Perry just real quick. So much.
You've had him on the show a million times and everything.
You know, he was like we recognized him at that Reagan Day dinner. Did you come up?
Mm-hmm.
That was like the last normal thing of 2020 is we were able to have our Reagan Day dinner.
Right.
I was involved with that. And we did a tribute to Rick Perry.
Yeah.
And so putting together, so listening to that was so much fun.
I have talked to a lot of people in Austin about the fact that, and Democrats too, by the way, who say, they'll say, I never thought I would say this out loud. I miss Rick Perry. Mm. He was somebody that they, you know, really got to know and appreciated working with, because he and Governor Abbott are just very different in their approach. And it's because of their backgrounds, right? I mean, Rick Perry comes from a small, small place. It barely even qualifies as a town, which is similar to my background. I mean, I grew up in
Paint
the sticks.
Creek. It's Paint Creek.
Paint Creek.
Mm-hmm.
Where he grew up actually has a name, not where I grew up. I just grew up south of El Campo, Texas. Okay. So, I mean, if you go there now, it's kind of sad. It makes me sad to think about the fact, and it's sort of similar for Perry. If I go back to the place I grew up, there's nothing. It's just a feedlot for cattle. Mm-hmm. The house where I grew up is not even there anymore. It's just, you know, it's pasture land. He had the background of being a legislator. He was a Democratic member of the Texas House. He became a...
Agriculture.
He became a Republican as he was getting to run for statewide office, and he ran for agriculture commissioner. He barely beat Jim Hightower. They were both, you know, they ran for agriculture commissioner. He barely beat him. This is as Texas was changing from Democratic to Republican. Remember, it's a fairly recent development that Texas is a solid Republican state. It's always been a pretty conservative state, and I think a lot of the people who were in charge years ago, the Texas House was after Reconstruction. What you were talking about Texas trivia, it was Democratic majority for 100 years after that, and didn't become Republican until 2003. That's pretty recent, right? In the last two decades, Rick Perry was one of those first politicians to recognize that where the state was headed was a more conservative approach, which the Republican Party nationally was becoming more conservative as the Democratic Party was becoming more liberal. And the way they went around and won those races in Texas, they went and convinced people who had been voting Democratic all their life in South Texas, Southeast Texas, East Texas, all over. They did these campaigns where they, talked to folks about the national Democratic Party not supporting their values anymore. A lot of it had to do with the pro-life issue, which, of course, I know is very important to you. They made the case that, look, the pro-choice or quote-unquote pro-abortion folks, that's the Democrats now. You shouldn't be voting for them anymore. You should vote for us as Republicans. And they did thousands of campaigns that way. They converted many, many people from voting traditionally Democratic to Republican. Rick Perry, throughout his career, was one of those people who was always kind of a few steps ahead. He was one of the first to recognize, okay, we're heading in the Republican direction. He went from being a Democratic elected official to a Republican one. He was also, flash forward to the Tea Party movement in 2010, the very first big national figure, the head of a state, to go speak in front of a Tea Party rally was Rick Perry. Mm-hmm. And that was when he was about to face off with Kay Bailey Hutchison when she was going to challenge him for the governor's mansion, right? And at the time, the folks who were close to Hutchison, and they'll tell you this now, they thought Perry was committing political suicide to go do that. Remember, he put on the camouflage hat and he talked about the state's rights and people are waving the Confederate flag and all of that, the South Steps, the Capitol in Austin. And they thought he was done. No, he was 10 steps ahead of everybody, like always. I think we have a song update. Am I right?
Are you sure you want to do this, man?
Shane has been. Yes, of course. I'm sure I want to do this.
Gosh, oh, my gosh.
This is.
I'm no Mark Davis, and I didn't have time to work on it overnight. So you got to give me a little bit of.
Honestly, I think I sprang this on you less than an hour ago.
Yes.
Just a little under an hour ago. You're ready for it?
Me and Rhonda have been in here killing it, trying to think of something. But anyway.
trying to make it work? All right.
Go.
The world debut of the Corn and Brisket song.
Yeah, it's a Corn and song.
Well, I like this already. Here we go. Here.
On a lonely, lonesome highway east of Houston Law, you can listen to the flaming grill burning that one long log. You can think about the dinner or the perfect steak you had before.
Wow.
Thank you. On the fly. But your taste buds soon be wandering where they always do, about the brisket badly burning. Now who the heck is that dude? When you're waiting 16 hours and there's nothing to eat but fondue. Well, here it is, burnt brisket again, and there I am, this meat I'm afraid, and here we go, my fork and knife in hand, and there he goes, the burnt brisket man, there you go, that's about all I got, baby, come on, thank you.
Amazing.
The burnt brisket dude. It took me about
And what a great transition from one great Texan, Rick Perry, to the next great Texan.
That had everything. Thank you.
Appreciate it, brother. Appreciate it.
This hour has everything.
This is
rock. We had trivia.
Karaoke.
My phone is burning up with text messages.
This flashback to Rick Perry followed up by this amazing song, John Cornyn's Brisket.
The brisket dude.
I can't believe that the two of you hadn't seen that picture. I mean, dear listener, if you haven't seen it, go to the answer box, go to the Google, and just punch in John Cornyn brisket, and then you'll want to listen back to this hour of the show, and you'll want to crank that sucker up. All right. We will wrap it all up for you in a nice, pretty bow and say goodbye to 2020, at least as far as the show is concerned. Coming up here, Scott Braddock in for Mark Davis, 6:60 a.m. The answer, it's 9:56, the final Mark Davis show of 2020. Scott Braddock here with you for just another minute. And I want to thank, and I built this in at the end. That's the kind of professional broadcaster that I am. I built in just enough time here at the end to give the proper thanks to everyone. Thanks to Shane Bell for the creative input today.
Adios, that was mofo.
That was some song. As Governor Perry would say, adios, mofo.
Mofo.
Thank you to Rhonda K. Moreland. Help me, Rhonda. She always does. Always takes care of me. I really appreciate it. And thanks so much to you for listening this morning and for putting up with us. We were just trying to have a little bit of fun at the end of this exhausting year. And of course, as we move into the legislative session, I hope you'll join us at quorumreport.com for the inside story about what's happening down in Austin with your state government at quorumreport.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at Scott Braddock. Coming up next, it's the Mike Gallagher Show. Ratcha on 6:60 a.m. The Answer. Happy New Year, everybody. We've really earned a Happy New Year at this point.